USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several people injured after a car drives into a group of bicyclists outside Parliament in London early today. An eyewitness telling the BBC a small hatchback appeared to deliberately drive into the cyclists and then into a barrier outside the Palace of Westminster, where the two houses of Parliament meet. Another witness telling Sky News,
I've seen smoke coming out of a vehicle, and it's all been like high speed, and then you've got the specialists coming in, specialist police, so it's been very, very dramatic.
A man was seen being led away in handcuffs by police. There are primaries today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut. In Wisconsin, Republicans will choose a candidate to take on incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. In Vermont, Democrat Christine Hallquist aims to become the first transgender governor. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.